Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That music means it's time for a Bechtold breakdown. We're out at 84 Lumber here on a Donnie Football Friday. Treats galore for everybody. We have a bet now on the Bengals, much to the chagrin of Donnie and Limits. Nick Costos, double or nothing. If we win this bet, you guys get lunch, not just lunch next Friday, or probably two Fridays from now, but anywhere you want, Donnie. You wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots won, would you? Or, I mean, if the Bengals won?
Well, there's something else of note here. I know we kind of had this discussion earlier in the show about how much better could the Bengals offense really be once Joe Burrow comes back into the picture. And I think we both agreed the guy's not playing defense at an all-pro level. That's still the major problem with them. The Bengals do have until 4 p.m. tomorrow to activate Joe Burrow.
Ooh.
To the 53-man roster because they opened up his 21-day practice window a couple of weeks ago. So it seems like even if he doesn't play, they're going to activate him, because if they don't, he's not going to be able to play the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like Corey Trice did not get activated. He's out for the rest of the year.
Right.
So they're going to activate the guy.
I mean, it's if just he a runs matter out onto that field, then they get a big boost from that game, I think. And I thought their defense played a little better last week. Did you, Donnie?
Yeah, I wonder, too, like, is there something to be concerned there about the Steelers' offense? But it seemed like it was a pretty conservative game plan going in. And knowing how Pittsburgh's defense was able to respond, that was the big story. I mean, even in a game where they only got 20 offensive points, Pittsburgh still scored over 30. Two of those came on defense, and they were able to stop Cincinnati, unlike many defenses had all season, and it was a good response to that Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Where they let the floodgates open.
I just think Cincy's defense played better, Limits, but the show is yours now. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Limits?
Thank you, Joe. The Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, November 21st, is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our wonderful friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating bringing it to you. With guys, I didn't want to start the breakdown here, but I'm going to start it here anyway. This Jack Sawinski thing is just annoying me, man. And look, I know, look, I understand that they're going to bring in a spring training. It's only $1.25 million. If they decide to cut him, it's not that much money anyway. But guys, why are we still stringing on to the hope that Jack Sawinski is going to be able to figure it out?
When
we're
told
all this money that they're going to spend in free agency on a new outfielder, if they're giving Jack Sawinski a contract, they're going to at least give him a chance to compete in spring training, and that takes at bats away from somebody else that we would like to see out there, not him.
Donnie, I'm out of words. I've ranted, I've raved, I've raged, You go ahead.
The guy had 1.5 good seasons of power numbers at the plate, not even overall numbers. Had 1.5 seasons, maybe not even a 1.5. Maybe that's even too much to give him credit for. And they're still trying to latch on and think that he's got something. Now, I have said this in the past, Joe, and you and Austin can both tell me if you agree or disagree. He is the type of guy that could go somewhere that will figure out what's wrong with him offensively, and I think he could turn into a guy that gets back to those power numbers. He's never going to win a batting title. But
he turns 27 next year, or 28. He turns 28 in July. They brought him back last year for another try, and he hit 147. 147.
Is that good? He'll never figure it out here, but he's the type of guy that would go to, like, the Tampa Bay Rays,
oh,
and then all of a sudden
they
find something.
Him. Listen. I wasn't going to rant on this, and now my energy is ramped up. He hit 147. The year before, he hit 182. He had 57 strikeouts and 150 at-bats. Do you know what that extrapolates to, limits? I don't. So in 300, he would have twice as many, right?
Yeah.
So in 300, he'd be up to 114.
Yeah, over a third.
So in a normal season, he'd be over 200 strikeouts, hitting 147, and he hits a home run every once in a while. I could find literally 1,000 guys in baseball history who could do the same. From pirates of the past like Rick Lancelotti or, I don't know,
Lastings
Adam Hystu.
How about Tyke Redmond?
Millage was good. Tyke Redmond was pretty good major league hitter.
I like
he was
Tyke
a 270
Redmond.
Hitter. I'm talking
Chris
about
Duffy.
These. Yeah, Will Craig.
Josh Van Meter.
Listen, Josh Van Meter, I promise you two things. If you gave Will Craig 150 at-bats, I promise you he would hit at least three homers and would bat better than 147. If you gave, name another guy from Pirates' recent history. I'm trying to think of who I was just thinking of. Will Craig is one.
G1 Bay.
147 at-bats, and he's not even a power-hitting first baseman. I'm thinking of those are kind of the classic Pirates of the past. I realize Sawinski's an outfielder, but these guys that they've given up on. Oh, I know the other one, and I promise you this. If you gave Paul Skenes a month to ramp up as a hitter, he would be a better major league hitter than Jack Sawinski, and that is no exaggeration. And so would a lot of other pitchers. What the hell are they doing?
I actually have a good one for you. If he would be better than Jack Sawinski, a guy that tore it up in the minors and they gave up on after, what, a dozen games in the majors?
Yeah.
Matt Gorski.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
He had two home runs in like eight games. Now he hit like 125, but the guy had two home runs in like 10 games.
If you gave him a guaranteed 150 at-bats in the majors, he would hit more than three homers and would probably hit about 147, but he would probably hit like six homers. This is just ridiculous. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
He'll be the opening day center fielder.
He'll play the whole outfield, right, center, and left.
There was an MLB on ESPN story from Jorge Castillo that came out today. The best landing spots for Pete Alonso, one of them, your Pittsburgh Pirates.
He just needed to find an extra team to put on that list. How many teams did he list?
So the Mets, of course, are listed. There were six. The Mets,
probably the Yankees,
Boston, Cincinnati was listed, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Toronto. That's more than six.
What's he
and your
command?
Pittsburgh Pirates?
150, in excess of 150. You guys
probably
think?
Yeah, I think so.
His last contract though with the Mets, when he opted out, I feel like it wasn't crazy. It was just a one-year thing, though.
Yeah, now he's looking for
but
his
he went back there
ending
and he,
money, maybe.
He tore it up again. Yeah, and he's probably looking at this like this is the last go-around.
I don't know why this is happening. I really don't. Jeff Passan, of all people, the best guy in the business, is attaching them to this. It baffles me. They better spend some money. They're not bringing in a player for $150 million or more.
No,
they will shock me if that happens.
I wouldn't have the expectation for Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber. I think Bo Bichette, his name got brought up yesterday because he is in Toronto and he has that tie to Ben Cherington. I wouldn't get the hopes up for anybody like that. A name that a couple people have brought up, Jason brought it up yesterday. We discussed it a little bit further. Was Eugenio Suarez, because apparently his projected contract is only like 2 for 40 or
yeah,
2 for 45.
That's more in the ballpark.
And I used a line that I thought you would enjoy, Joe. I said the guy has more power than Duquesne Light. I mean, you put him in the Pirates lineup, and it looks like you're adding Barry Bonds.
Well, I mean, given at 49 homers, you practically are if he does that again.
And I know he doesn't do that every year. He's done it twice since 2019, but still, I mean, if the guy gives you 30, he's going to be your best power hitter in a landslide.
if he gives you 8, he'll be your best infielder. How, Donnie,
I don't even care if he goes out in the field without a glove.
Neither do I. He can leave the glove at the hotel. Do you know how? Who were their starting? Who got the most at-bats around the infield last year? You tell me. First base would have been Horowitz, right?
I mean, I think by the end of it, it might have been Triolo, the amount that he played.
Well, let's just say Horowitz for now. The second baseman was Gonzalez, right?
Yeah.
The shortstop for most of the year was IKF, who then goes to the World Series. And the third baseman was Key Brian Hayes. Would you like to guess how many homers their starting infield hit combined?
Well, Horowitz definitely carried the load, and the guy missed the first month and a half.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Horowitz had
18.
What, like 18 total.
Home runs for their infield.
Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek. Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek.
Suarez hits as many during his pregame pee. 18 home runs? 18 home runs for your whole infield, but at least they brought back Jack Sawinski.
And
to
I think
center.
Horowitz had at least half of those.
More than half. He had 11.
Yeah. I mean, you got what? 2 out of Key Brian Hayes.
1 out of IKF and 5 out of Gonzalez,
yeah.
Who's not a power hitter, doesn't really hit for much, and is not that good of a fielder, yet I field calls every week about how great he is.
Well, I think that's because he's not like a total and complete bust that he gets severely overrated.
That's the bar.
I've brought that up before.
Next.
Yes, limits.
Pitt basketball loses last night to UCF 67-77. They shoot 39% from the field. They give up 52% to UCF. Guys, they've played two good teams so far. I mean, I don't even know how great of a team UCF is, but they've lost to both UCF and West Virginia. How concerned are you about Pitt basketball this year, Joe?
Very. And if I knew any of their players, I'd be even more concerned, limits. Donnie? It's college basketball and college sports these days. I don't start diving into college hoops for a while here. And it's just a brand new team. I don't know any of the players.
I know Cam Corin is having a nice start to the season. I know he led them again last night. He did with 17. But, I mean, it is pretty glaring that Pitt has two real teams on their schedule. And I don't even know how real I would say UCF basketball is. And they've lost both by double digits. They have Ohio State at home on Black Friday. That should be a fun atmosphere, but I think that's one where I would give Ohio State the edge. Texas A&M after that. They have that fun one against Penn State later in December, right before Christmas. That game's going to be in Hershey or something, right, limits?
Yeah.
Like it's not either. Neither team is at home. It's
correct.
A neutral site. And then you get into ACC play, and you have Louisville that's a really good team. You have Duke and UNC, who are always good. NC State sneaking in and out of the top 25. And teams that they've struggled with in the last few years, Clemson, Wake Forest, Virginia. I'm certainly thinking that I'm putting a very little chance that they ever really have a prayer of an NCAA tournament bid. I know it's early. But we also know out of the ACC at this point, you need to have like 23 wins and some pretty good ones to pull that off. They're not picking up the weight in the non-conference the way they did last year.
Texter.
They would have to rattle off the wins against Ohio State and A&M for anybody to have, get excited.
Texter, send Sawinski to Austin's Wiffle Ball League.
He'd hit 200.
At least.
I think he'd hit well over there. All right. Finally.
Hold on one sec. Sorry. Fan weather, 65% chance of rain tonight. High of Jeff Locke, 49. A low of Antoine Blake, 41. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, and the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Last story I have for you guys. I thought this was fascinating. So Kalen DeBoer's name has been floated around Penn State a little bit. Josh Pate says, I do think Penn State has zeroed in on their coach and their guy in recent days. I don't expect Kalen DeBoer to be involved. But one thing that Rivals put out there that I thought was really fascinating, because Penn State, Florida, LSU are considered the three biggest jobs in whatever order you want to put them in. Penn State has had 19 decommitments after James Franklin was fired, the most of anyone. LSU 1 and Florida 0. Why do you guys think this is? Like, did James Franklin really have this much pull? Like, I understand he had great relationships with recruits, but I do find it troubling from Penn State that they have all these decommitments.
You might hit on the key on it there, Limits.
And Florida and LSU haven't.
Yeah, he has great relationships with these recruits. Could it be that 18 of the 19 are headed to Virginia Tech?
Well, a lot have already committed to other places. I don't think any have officially committed to Virginia Tech yet. A lot have been offered. But some players, like their four-star offensive lineman, is committed to, I think, Indiana. And other programs are scooping up players. But I find it fascinating, Florida and LSU are not. A lot of people are pointing it out to be a money thing, that relationships with Franklin are what caused a lot of recruits to commit. While Florida and LSU, it's Florida and LSU, sure, but they're also getting paid a boatload of money, and they're just not decommitting.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. Like, the SEC programs will be able to have more money for these kids coming in, have more of a financial commitment. And I also think a little bit of it is having faith, those kids, that is, that LSU and Florida will bring in, like, the top coaches, the top names that are out there, whereas Penn State, I wouldn't quite put them there. I know that they've been floated around with some of the that are available, but I think there's more faith that LSU and Florida will get the big-name coaches.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
It's the Donnie Football Friday. We're out at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. You should join us. You should say hi. There's still time. We have the whole 1 o'clock hour. Coffee truck, all kinds of things happening. Our friend Amy explained, which I didn't know was going on here and at all 84 Lumbers, Donnie, is the do-it-yourself project. You get an idea, they can help you execute that idea. I think that's pretty cool.
And that would certainly be a help of people like us, Joe.
Yes.
Who are not handy ones.
But you know what? I think most people are like that. Some people are probably better than us as handymen, but how many people on their own just go out and, like, you know, rebuild a closet or something? I don't think many. I don't think many, Donnie. And even if they do, they still need the supplies, right?
Yes, they do.
84 Lumber right now offering 10% off all retail purchases today and tomorrow. That's all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber stores.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.